Welcome to the Denning Flyer Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, radio director of Annie Dennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, DenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit DenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And it might be our blogger today that we have with us, Deborah Kosowski, a thought leader, transformational speaker, and well-respected business strategist and coach, who just released her latest book, The Entrepreneurial Mom's Guide to Growing a Business, Raising a Family, and Creating a Life You Love. Deborah will share the principles and practices, lessons and tools to growing a sustainable business that integrates relationships, family, and your authentic self. So welcome, Deborah.
Thanks, Stacey. This is awesome.
I know. We think so, too. We have a great time. We have a great time learning from all of our bloggers, as well as, again, other top authors and experts that we bring on to the podcast series. And, you know, the book that you've just released sounds really awesome. I know there's a lot of women out there, women that are moms, that are, you know, family leaders, and they are taking their passions to the next level, like bringing them into business even. So I think that's really a cool thing, and you have a great resource there for women that are doing that.
Thank you so much.
Now, here's a good question, because I know that a lot of women deal with this. And whether it's, you know, being a businesswoman, being an entrepreneur, or just kind of in your daily life, in your career, you know, there's a lot of mommy guilt out there. You know, you have to go and make the money, and you have to go and help support the family, yet you are separating yourself from your child. And for women, you know, there's that natural, instinctive nurturing that happens, and you feel that mommy guilt. So why do we feel that, and how do you deal with that?
Well, I believe that moms are the heart and the glue of the family. And guilt is a very unproductive emotion. We think that we need to be giving all of our time and energy only to our family. Yet, we also are role models and we live by example. And children also learn what they live. So if you're looking at, you know, being a mom in business, being productive in your business, bringing money home, and still being able to carve out that time to be with your family, to have that one-on-one relationship with each member of the family makes a huge, crucial difference to your success and eliminating that guilt. Because when we feel guilty, you can wallow in it, you can procrastinate and not even move forward. And it's not a productive emotion. It doesn't help contribute to your family. It actually takes away the energy that you could be giving to them.
Now, do you think that that is one of the three biggest obstacles getting in the way of a woman's success? And if so, if not, what are the three biggest obstacles?
I do believe that guilt does definitely play a part of that. It's about getting out of your own way, and guilt can be one of those. But it also leads to excuses. Those excuses we have, that mindset that we have playing inside, that's what really is the key indicator of those who are successful or not successful. Can you control the negative versus the positive thoughts that come through your head? Because people will have, I'm not enough, I can't do this, I don't have enough skills, and they'll talk themselves out of one of the greatest things that could be their most contributing factors to their success. Another one is comparing yourself to others, that little bit of envy. It's when you compare yourself to others, As women, we don't tend to compare ourselves to just one person. We'll look and say, oh, well, look at her outfit. Look how she's working that. Well, she's got all the money in the world, or she can do this, or she can do that, and I don't have this. Instead of comparing, what happens is it's like a paper doll. And if you, for every person you compare yourself, you're cutting it into pieces. And it's just like throwing it up in confetti. And they all fall down on the ground. And people lose sight that others have fell in love with who they are for just being who they are, that authentic self, versus trying to be everybody else. And the second
and that's
one,
difficult.
Oh, definitely. Because we get caught in what I call the comparison trap. Because once you start comparing, it's a cycle a cycle that it's like a hamster wheel almost that people can't get out of unless they consciously catch themselves and say, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting to look at what I'm bringing to the world. Because one of the greatest gifts that you bring to the world is that you were born. Nobody else is like you. There's only one blueprint for you. And unless you share that with the world is missing out.
Wow. I mean, that is a really profound statement. There's only one you, and we forget that. We forget that all of the time. So it's good of you, and hey, out there, listeners, you know, remind yourself of that when you're like looking at your neighbors, you know, you're getting a little like comparison to, you know, it's keeping up with the Joneses kind of a conversation. You know, you're the only one out there that can provide to the world what you can provide. So, yeah, focus in on you. I think that's some great, great advice, Deborah. Now, you know, and again, not just being a mom, but in general, you know, what are some of the keys for women to ensure that you are on the right track in your business when trying to grow your business?
Absolutely. When it comes to women growing their business, it comes down to reflection, finding out what is working, what's not working, and what do you need to change or fix. But what really comes down to when you feel like you're getting off track, revert back to your why. Why is it you chose to have a business? What type of family life did you want for yourself? When you go back to why you started your business and why you're doing what you do, then you can see if you're off and on track. Because if you're off track, you can say, you know what, this isn't what I wanted. And all you have to do is shift gears. Because often, when we get busy with the things in life, we often forget that we're in control of those choices. And those choices that you make will make all the difference when you connect with your why in what you're doing. Because when you are aligned with why you do what you do, remarkable things happen.
Now, what one piece of advice would you give entrepreneurial moms out there so that they can be more productive and make more money?
One of the biggest things I would tell any mom, because that's where we tend to lose sight of what direction we're going, is gain control of your calendar. And, you know, when I say that, it's in the effect of moms, we're the queen of multitasking. We try to get so many things done at one time. And I totally believe that if you plan out your calendar, and I've worked with a business coach, and one of the greatest gifts that she shared with me was planning out a calendar. I did 4 months. She said, make sure you make a date night with your husband, put date nights with your kids, and then fill in everything with your business, and your family time is non-negotiable. And it stays on that calendar. And one of my children, he wanted to go mini golfing, and we went mini golfing. We scored a hole in one on the same hole, and he was just elated. And that night when we came home, we were talking about our wins of the day with the whole family at supper. And he said, Mom, my greatest win was you making that calendar.
Oh.
And I often burst into tears. And I tell this story all the time, but it still brings the same emotion. Because that individual relationship and doing that action really transformed my relationship with all of them. You know, I am a busy mom. They're busy kids. I shuttle them to majority of their activities, thinking that I'm with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd say, Mom, I just want time with you. Mom, I just want time with you. And forgetting the fact that they just wanted to have our own individual one-on-one time. And that can be as small as a half an hour. It can be as big as an hour. But if you have that one-on-one connection, it really makes them feel more that they mattered. Not that they didn't matter before, but they wanted to have that one-on-one time. So that's a huge part. When you gain control of your calendar and making sure that everybody in your life is important, I don't see business and your family life as mutually exclusive. When you involve your family in your goals, they become your cheerleaders. And when you're successful, they were a part of that success. So sometimes we need to outsource the things that aren't our strengths so that we can have people who have those strengths really help flourish and boost our businesses. And also concentrating on your greatness by being able to outsource some of the things like, you know, maybe the housekeeping, or maybe you have a writer or a virtual assistant helping you with your calendar. you yourself can concentrate on what you do best. And that is the key. When you stay on focus to what you do best, the rest will come together and you will be successful.
Wow. You know, Deborah, you've given us a lot of really great things to think about and incorporate as moms out there that are in business and other people as well. This is good information for other people, whether you're a mom and you have your own business or you're in your career or you're maybe a single dad. There's lots of good information that Deborah has, and you can look at more of her information in her latest book, The Entrepreneurial Mom's Guide to Growing a Business, Raising a Family, and Creating a Life You Love. And of course, you can check out Deborah Kosowski's blog post on JenningsWire.com, and then you can find out more about her and all of her other books as well on her website, TheMillionaireWoman.com, where you can gain access to a free audio download of some of the tools and techniques to jumpstart your business and your life so you can live rich from the inside out. So thanks, Deborah, for a really informative interview. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Stacey.
Well, this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of the Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more of those on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers just like Deborah that could be perfect for you. So thanks again. Till next time.